greetings. This is Nigeria with UrbanBuzzMag.com with Mariska Phillips. Mariska Phillips, introduce yourself and let the people know what's going on.
Hello. Greetings, everyone. My name is Mariska Phillips. I'm the owner and director of the Mariska Phillips Theatrical Preparatory. I am coming to you today regarding Pandora's Box Live NYC, which will be this April 27th at 9 p.m. at the Triad Theater. The Triad Theater is on 72nd Street between Broadway and Amsterdam. What it is a culmination of a six-week workshop for singers in which we incorporate emotional layers to the songs and we give it personalizations, meaning who are we telling this story to, and it makes it very personal and it gives it a really spiritual texture. And what I mean by that is I feel that in every story we tell, we can inspire, we can heal, we can encourage. And these are the layers that I incorporate also into the song. What are we doing? What are we giving to the world through this story? Because I believe we're in service. We're serving humanity through art. And this is one of my ways of doing so. In this showcase, we'll be featuring Monifa, R&B artist. She's one of my students, and she did the first one with great success. And she was like, oh, yeah, I'll come in. And she's going to sing a couple of songs. She has a new single out, One Moment. So we'll be promoting that as well. And we're really excited. Another special guest that we'll be having is Sandra Reeves Phillips. Sandra Reeves Phillips, not only is she my mother, she's also Miss Powers in the film Lean On Me, the music teacher, Miss Powers.
Okay.
Yeah, so she sang Lean On Me in the film, but we're on the 25th anniversary of that film, so she's going to come and sing a couple of songs as well, along with my students. So this is going to be a really great evening. It's only $20. There's a 2-drink minimum for the venue, but it's a really affordable night out.
Amen. Tell us the name of your company and how people can get in contact with you.
It's the Mariska Phillips Theatrical Preparatory. My website is www.mariskaphillips.com. MarishkaS as in Sam, Phillips.com. And all of my info is there. You can get in touch with me via Twitter, LinkedIn, IMDb, everything is there.
Yeah, the whole social media network. Now I can get to some of my good up questions right now. When you talk about emotional layers of a song, what's a song that you can equate to what you just mentioned? What's a song that you know that has that?
Okay, for instance, one of my students, Santoya, she's singing Nina Simone's What It Means to Be Free.
Okay.
And so when I say we're going to incorporate emotional layers, you want to think of an emotional sense memory.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say an emotional sense of memory is a time in your life when. So with this song, I say, think of a time in your life where you felt boxed in or chained in some sort of fashion, whether it was emotionally or physically trapped in a situation. So during the song, you see her go from the emotional need to be free. And throughout this song, you actually see the artist emancipate herself to the end. So by the time we get to the end of the song, she's in jubilation, she's triumphant, she has conquered this fear, this situation, and she's healed. Like, so it's really a journey from the bottom of the emotional life all the way through the growth, all the way through the healing into the freedom of what the story is about.
Excellent. And I, you know, we need more songs like that. I mean, songs, one, that we can relate to and songs we can sing along to. We don't have that anymore. What are your thoughts about the music industry today?
Yeah, it's, when you find a good story these days, it's like, oh, thank God someone's doing a story without calling people names or demeaning anyone. You know, it's really shifted into, you know, we have to be careful what we let in our spirits as far as concerned, you know?
Right.
And this younger generation, I feel for them because it's like, listen to what's influencing you. I mean, it saddens me a bit what's filtering into the spirit of our youth. You know, last year we had a 16-year-old singer, and, you know, it was, like, great to have that generation on stage with us. We had from 16 to 60 on stage.
Wow.
Often does that happen where a group of artists with such a span of age get to tell stories in a really meaningful way?
Right, right. I thank God that you're dedicated to what you're doing and training. And I think sometimes people think, oh, someone told them they can sing, and they forget that everybody who decides, make a decision to be great, you need to be trained. Even with salvation, you get saved, but you still need to read your Bible and say your prayers. You know,
amen.
When you get a dresser in the mail, you still got to read the instructions to put it together if it's not together. So I think sometimes people, and we're in such this now stage and I stage, that you forget that the element is unity, it's togetherness, it's esteem another higher than yourself, it's let's come together to build. And there's such a separation that it breaks down. I mean, people are texting that someone passed away. No one, you know, they texting happy birthday. No one gets a phone call no more. And I think it's important for us to remember it's a togetherness that really makes things great. Like you train, and then they go out, and then they minister through song to us, and then we're rejoicing. And as you said, be careful and mindful what's in our spirit. You bring us things that we can relate to, that we can sing along to, and that, as you spoke about Nina Simone, we may have started down, but then we can, through the journey, be lifted up. And that's just a wonderful thing. And I commend you for your efforts and being triumphant in doing what you're doing. And more importantly, be dedicated, because, you know, you got to deal with all the personalities with this entertainment business. And I'm just going to lead that. I'm going to lead that.
It's true.
Yeah.
I'm clear on my purpose, and that's what keeps me going. Some days, it's like, you know, some days are heavier than others, but it's like, no, I'm in service, and I have to be okay. You know, I have to stay spiritually sound for the work that I do so that I can impart what God gives me to give to them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that's so real. And just what you said, in service. And people don't know about servitude or being a servant to someone else. Everybody has to, again, like I said, with the me and I. And blessings to Monifa, who's even stepping out to, you know, make herself available. And we need more celebrities to do things like that. Like Gladys Knight introducing people and letting them open up for her on the stage. We need that. We need that. And I hope everyone who's listening will take note. And we love what we do. We're always here. We are where key players speak. I have my sister right here, Mariska Phillips. And we're available. And we want you to come out. Tell them the date, time, and place one more time.
Okay. It is Monday, April 27th, from 9 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. at the Triad Theater. The address is 158 West 72nd Street between Broadway and Amsterdam. It's a $20 cover, and you can also go to the website brownpapertickets.com and look up Pandora's Box Live, and you can purchase there.
Amen.
Well, to reserve your space. It's a nice, small, intimate venue. So if you're coming, please reserve your ticket. We'd love to have you in the room afterwards. We're going to talk. If you want to talk to us, you want to ask questions or sign up for the next Pandora's Box. You never know. I accept spoken word artists. and rappers as well.
All right.
With the message.
I like how you did that. Okay, wait. Just try to come with something. Amen, sis. Thank you so much, man. Thank you for just letting us be a media partner on this and jumping on and giving you the love and support that we can.
This was a huge blessing this morning. I didn't expect it, and that's what makes it doubly awesome.
Well, you're awesome, and that's how that goes.
Nigeria, please keep in touch with me.
I will, sis. I will.